Hey guys, I want to welcome you to the worship Q&A. Pretty excited about doing this. I'm Dwayne, and I get asked questions from time to time, and I thought, well, I'll just take some time to share this in a podcast form. You can also read it in our articles on our blog site at nextlevelworship.com. Recently, a friend of mine, a worship leader, sent me a question. He said, Dwayne, how do you know when it's time to leave where you are, leave your church position? And so I thought a lot about that and put together a couple blog articles for that. And today I want to just talk to you about the second part of that idea. In my last blog article, I talked about inner restlessness. That's one of the ways that God gets my attention. But today I want us to look at another way that God gets our attention sometimes, and that's through circumstances around us. Circumstances are almost always beyond our control. Things like health issues, personality issues, changes in leadership, financial limitations, attitudes of others. When we're faced with things like that, things we can't control or change, we need to remind ourselves that what's out of our control is always under God's control. We must remember that these circumstances didn't take God off guard. He allowed them to happen for a purpose. Have you ever said to yourself, well, I sure didn't see that coming? That's how it often feels with outward circumstances. Sometimes we don't experience an inner restlessness first. Sometimes we don't have the luxury of feeling or sensing a change in advance. Instead, God uses circumstances that seem to hit us out of nowhere to get our attention. Let me give you a few examples of people in the Bible who most likely didn't see it coming, the outward circumstances that would eventually change their lives. When these circumstances did occur, they had a profound impact on the perspective and ministry of these individuals. Joseph didn't see it coming that his brothers would throw him into a pit and sell him into slavery. David didn't see it coming that he would be anointed king of Israel. Stephen didn't see it coming that he would be elected as the first ever deacon. Asaph didn't see it coming when he was promoted to head choir master in Israel. Joseph didn't see it coming that he would help raise and be the earthly father to the Messiah. John didn't see it coming that his exile to the Isle of Patmos would lead to his writing the book of Revelation. Unanticipated circumstances can be happy times. For example, a young couple discovering they're expecting a child is a happy circumstance. Maybe it isn't something they planned for, but they're almost always glad when it happens. I remember being in full-time worship evangelism, traveling 40 weeks out of the year with my friend Scott Dawson, and just enjoying ministry on the road. We were seeing thousands come to Christ year after year, but then my wife and I began to have children. And at the birth of our second child, I knew it was time to come off the road. It was the pleasant circumstance of having young children that caused me to realize I didn't need to be gone so much from my family. I needed to be a good father and a good husband. That was my first priority. And through that wonderful circumstance, the Lord led me to stop traveling full-time and to take a local church position. Now, more often than not, circumstances are not so happy. For example, Joseph had a very unhappy circumstance when his brothers betrayed him and threw him into a pit. He was sold into slavery and later imprisoned for years, left alone and forgotten about. Those are all cruel circumstances that could have made Joseph turn away from God and become bitter. In every circumstance, we have a choice. It can either make us better or it can make us bitter. For Joseph, what he was subjected to made him better. He knew that what people meant for evil, God meant for good. We see that over in Genesis chapter 50. I went through a change of leadership at a church once. It was definitely an outward circumstance that was beyond my control. The pastor who had called me to come to that church, the pastor whom I'd bonded with and shared vision and heartbeat of ministry with, he suddenly resigned. His leaving left me reeling and wondering what was next. The pastor who came after him did not see eye to eye with my philosophy of worship ministry. In fact, we didn't see eye to eye on many things. And as a result, I had to leave. That difficult experience could have left us feeling like a victim. We could have become bitter over it, but we were able to choose the high road because ultimately we knew God was in charge. Romans 8:28 is clear. It says, "We know that God causes everything to work for the good of those who love God and who are called according to His purpose for them." Notice the qualifying factors in that verse. First, we must keep our eyes on the Lord and love Him through every circumstance, like Joseph did and like Paul and so many others in Scripture did. They never took their eyes off the Lord, no matter how hard their circumstances were. Secondly, we need to remember that we're not called according to a pastor's values and vision. We're not called according to some church's bylaws or preferences. We're called according to His divine purpose for us. What people may mean for evil or for good, God intends for our best. He always works our circumstances together to make us better. We can believe that. We can rest in that. Whatever your circumstances may be, evaluate them right now in the light of eternity, in the light of God's perfect will. Is it a circumstance that you can work through where you are without having to compromise your values and your beliefs? Perhaps your recent circumstances are God's way of saying, it's time for you to leave, to step out on faith and see where He will take you next. Perhaps it is His way of pushing you out of the nest, so to speak, so He can teach you to soar with eagles and fulfill His calling on your life. An old song by the Imperials has encouraged me so much over the years. It says, "He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't bring you this far to let you down." That's the truth. Hold tight to it. Love the Lord and walk according to His divine purpose for your life. Then trust Him to work through your circumstances, to show you your path, and to show others His glory. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this worship Q&A today. Send me a question if you've got one, and we'll do our best to get it on here. And here's what I'm going with. If I can't answer your question, and there's several questions I probably will not know the answer to, I do know this, though. I know a lot of people, a lot of wonderfully godly, experienced worship leaders and pastors out there that I could ask to answer your question. We're going to help you find an answer to your question. Let us know. Send it to office@nextlevelworship.com, and we'll get you an answer. Thanks.